an Afghan police officer assassinated Ahmed Wali Karzai, half-brother of President Hamid Karzai, and the de facto governor of Afghanistan's Kandahar region, whom U.S. officials suspected of having connections to the opium trade. What a surprise, what a surprise. During a memorial service for Karzai at a local mosque, a suicide bomber detonated explosives hidden in his turban, killing three. Another suicide bomber killed a close aide to President Karzai. The United Nations reported that the first 6 months of this year have been the deadliest for civilians in Afghanistan since the U.S. invaded in 2001, and NATO representatives held a private ceremony in Bamiyan province to begin handing over responsibility for the country's security to Afghan forces. Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team, and this is the weekly news and review, which was posted by Genevieve Smith on the 19th of July, 2011. It comes from the harpers.org website, and I get it as an email. Iranian authorities arrested a female journalist for attempting to report on the Women's World Cup tournament. This, by the way, is the news of last week, the preceding week, right? 41 pro-democracy protesters were killed during demonstrations in Syria, and 200 residents in Stony Stratford, England, lit cigarettes in protest of a new smoking ban. If this new proposal in Stony goes through, said the region's European Union representative, it will mean no time popping out for a smoke. Two top London police officers and two executives of News International, Rupert Murdoch's UK newspaper company, resigned amid accusations that its employees may have hacked into thousands of cell phones and bribed police for information. Murdoch, in a paid advertisement, said, "We are sorry." The FBI launched an investigation into whether News Corporation, the parent company of News International and Fox News, hacked into the phones of 9/11 survivors. This could potentially bring down Murdoch and could potentially mean the end of Fox News, though unfortunately I doubt it. Meanwhile, scientists found that alpha male baboons, like Bill O'Reilly, for instance, are stressed out. Congress failed to agree on a plan to avoid sending the United States into default. This is, what, the third time this year that this has come up? President Barack Obama warned that if the debt ceiling were not raised by August 2nd, checks for the 70 million Americans who receive government benefits might not be mailed out. The debt ceiling went up during the Bush administration many times, and the Democrats never tried to block that. The only reason that the Republicans are doing this is because they want to bash the president. Unfortunately, I think under all this partisan politics, I do think there's the little matter of racism going on here. And, of course, basically hatred for anybody who thinks differently than they do. Basically, Republicans are being scumbags. "Don't call my bluff," Obama cautioned Republican leaders during the negotiations. "I don't need to see markets drop 400 points, said House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi from California. But Republicans may need to see markets drop 400 points. Well, I hope not. That 70 million people won't have anything to eat. It's going to be really bad. Journalists discovered that Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain released a gospel album, and that the former church of candidate Michelle Bachmann believes the Pope to be the Antichrist. Meanwhile, here in Los Angeles, Angelenos avoided Carmageddon, which means that all of the warnings paid off because there were no major traffics, and By the way, they reopened the 405 17 hours early, so they not only didn't have to pay any extra fines, they got a $300,000 bonus. Residents of Phonehenge West, a California shanty town started by a former telephone technician, these residents were evicted. Republicans from the state's southern inland campaigned for their counties to secede from the state. A jury in San Francisco acquitted a man accused of possessing magic mushrooms after his lawyer successfully argued that he forgot they were in his backpack. "Some people think my argument was unique," explained the attorney, "but it just seemed logical to me." The Mexican army found a 300-acre marijuana farm. Exorcist gathered in Poland for a conference on vampires and the devil's deceit. An Austrian pastafarian won the right to wear a pasta strainer on his head in his driver's license photo. And the body of the last heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire was buried in Vienna. His heart was buried in Budapest. Canadians adopted 7 dogs who'd eaten their owner's remains. 2 men were caught trying to steal an ATM from a brothel in Australia. A 70-year-old prison chaplain was arrested for paying for oral sex from an inmate in New York. A drug-resistant gonorrhea superbug was reported to have been discovered in Japan. And Chinese beekeeper Wang Dalin won a bee-wearing competition by attracting 57 pounds of bees. A sheriff in St. Petersburg, Florida, planned to save $45,000 a year by no longer providing free underwear to male prisoners. "If inmates want to wear underwear in jail," he explained, "they can buy it, just like the hardworking Polk County citizens do." According to a police spokeswoman, female inmates would continue to be granted 5 free pair of underwear. That's a rundown of the news. I was disappointed to see some information about the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. Back in March, they announced that the President's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge. This initiative encourages colleges and universities to design 1-year service projects on which students and student groups of every faith perspective and none can collaborate. The White House announcement notes that since his inauguration, President Obama has emphasized interfaith cooperation and community service, then blends the two into something called interfaith service. I actually think that this is wrong, all right? I think people should steer clear of this. Now, of course, the idea is that people should, you know, give of themselves and provide community services. But when you are trying to get this mesh together, this what's called interfaith, I don't know. There's something wrong there. You see, the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships is the current iteration of George W. Bush's so-called faith-based initiative. And that, in fact, was a full frontal assault on the separation of church and state. Okay? These people who want everything to be Christian want everybody to be Christian. So by saying that here's a bunch of people of different faiths and then adding non-faith people into it as though lack of faith was another faith. See, I have no faith in faith, all right? I'm not a believer, and I won't be turned into a believer. And to be told that having no faith is another form of faith is an insult. And for another thing, it says that words have no definitions. So I really don't like this. I don't like the sound of this. This is still an assault on the separation of church and state. And, you know, I know that this is minor for most people. Most people don't give a damn about it at all. But I do think it's time that we did kind of raise our little heads. In the past 10 years, the non-religious in America have stood up. They've had best-selling books and movies. And we have made a mark, so you can no longer ignore us. But you can't just throw us in with everybody else either. Community service should not be interfaith. It should just be about community service, okay? In fact, this is very anti-secular, as a matter of fact. This faith-based initiative stuff injects questions of life stance and identity into a matter where they have no rightful place. And it impugns the moral probity of non-believers because it questions them in a way that's not fair. So, you know, Obama has let us down again. I know that's not the intention, but that's what is going on here. Should have thrown out that entire office right when it began. All right, so if I bummed you out, at least I can tell you it's another low news week, and I guess I will say that it really does piss me off that the Republicans are continuing to just bash Obama. Of course, we had Mitch McConnell come out and say that the most important thing for Republicans is simply to make sure that Obama doesn't get reelected, which shows how much hatred they have for this country. Obama was officially elected by the American public. So therefore, the Republicans are basically saying, fuck the American public. They're wrong. They're wrong to do this. And therefore, anybody who thinks like different from them is wrong. And that's where it's wrong. I support America, and I support our country, and I support our president. He's not going to change. He's just going to continue to be a corporate Democrat like he's always been. Anyway, as usual, ending with a mishmash of confusion. Listen to my music show on Friday nights called The Chill Room here on KillRadio.org. And in the meantime, that's it for now.